It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We are live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Incredible place. We're broadcast here doing the show until 2 o'clock. Come on down. Have some lunch. And we're giving away a $50 gift card here. ChesapeakeInn.com for details when you want to visit. $50 gift card today. Best answer we get to the boldest Eagles prediction. I mean, you started us off with Bryce Huff breaking the all-time sacks record in a season in the NFL. And a lot
you said
of,
bold, brother.
Well, that's bold. I mean, it's just – you can't win the gift card. You realize that, right?
No, I can't.
You're ineligible.
But you know, I just felt like being frisky. It's football Thursday.
It does feel like a Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, I was like, man, can't even get no drinks tonight because it's football. I got to go to work in the morning.
We
got a long weekend.
We got
a lot to do.
We do. So tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow we'll be doing our show as normal 10 to 2, and then pregame tomorrow night from the link, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, leading into the game. And then, Hugh, we haven't even told the audience yet. We're working an extra day this week.
Yes, we are. We're working Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Early Saturday morning after the game.
We'll be on.
To talk about some football. We get a chance to process what we saw Friday night.
So we thought, as a station, it'd be kind of weird if the Eagles played a game and we weren't on to talk about it. Not just us, but, you know.
Everybody.
Everybody. You know, on Saturday, because the game's Friday, and then we won't be back until Monday. So, yes, 8 to 10 on Saturday, we'll be on live with Howard Eskin, by the way, because we're kind of invading Howard's show.
Yeah,
we're taking over
his space.
Yeah, we're taking over Howard's show. He'll be with us 8 to 10 on Saturday morning, breaking down the game. And then I believe Spike and Ike are on from 10 to 1. So a lot going on this weekend as we get set for the start of the NFL season. All right, coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to give our Super Bowl predictions for the season because this thing kicks off tonight. And we're going to create the Midday Show Super Bowl bubble. How many teams do the three of us actually think have a chance to win the Super Bowl? We'll find out that coming up in about 20 minutes. Elliot from Brazil and a few. First, though, the phones. Bam in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam. Bam.
Oh. You do. Way to get on Kyle's bad side.
I mean, come on.
Cody in West Philadelphia is definitely ready. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to preface this, right? We're talking about the Eagles' expectations of Jalen Hurts and the season overall. I'm personally, you know, I die and live for the Phillies, but I'm not a big Eagles guy. I grew up a Cowboys fan, and nowadays I'm just a depressed and lost football fan because that franchise is cooked.
So have you given up on the Cowboys?
Oh, years ago. I watch most games, but it's a hard watch, you know.
So
it ain't too late to come on. We'll invite you.
Yeah,
you come on in, man.
It sounds like you're becoming an Eagles fan if you haven't admitted it to yourself yet. I mean, you're calling WIP. You're talking about Jalen Hurts. It's just come on in.
It's a good place to be, dog.
I listen to a lot of WIP, but I feel uncomfortable joining the Eagles while they're good. Give me whenever they are bad in 10 years. I'll hop on. I don't want to be like a bandwagon fan or nothing like that.
You know
that,
what, dog? Let me tell you what we're going to do. Like, since I'm an Eagles Hall of Fame, you ain't got to tell nobody. Just we'll you know, get you a jersey, get you a T-shirt, and just be a quiet fan. You don't have to be out there rah-rahing and talking about how long you've been an Eagles fan. Just get you a T-shirt, man.
I kind of respect it that you're waiting, but I got to tell you, they're not bad very often, Cody. With Howie here, it's like – they, you know, once in a while there's a down year, but like you might be waiting a while for the
come
bad
on,
year.
Come on in, dog. Come on in.
Yeah. Well, my prediction for this year is Jalen Hurts is the NFC MVP. I think he's going to lead my fantasy dynasty team to glory over the next 4 years, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I think the Eagles are going to have a great year. I think the Cowboys are going to take a step back. And I think that Kellen Moore is going to be really, really great for the Eagles. I thought he was great for the Cowboys, and it's going to be an interesting season.
Well, it is. And I thought he was good for them, too. And, Cody, we appreciate the phone. Yeah, I mean, Cody's basically an Eagles fan.
Yeah, he's coming around.
He hasn't admitted it yet.
He's just worried about what people are going to say about him. But, you know, people talk about people every day. You could just be one of the folks that get talked about all the time. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, life's way better if you don't worry what people are saying about you. Just don't worry about it. Do your thing. So there is an extreme amount of confidence we're hearing today, Hugh, about Jalen Hurts. I think we've only had a couple people all day say there's some skepticism on him playing at a really high level this year. I I'm excited to see how quickly he gets to whatever he's going to be this year. I think he's going to play well, and I think he's going to have a good season. The question is for me, how quickly can he do it in Kellen Moore's offense? Because if you go back and look at Jalen at Alabama, because he's talked about this, right? He had to change offensive coordinators all the time. They left. They got head coaching jobs. And then the same thing has happened in the NFL. Steichen and Brian Johnson and now another one here. It usually takes him like a month to start playing his best football. I wonder how long it's going to take Hurts this year to play his best football, because they might need it to beat the Packers tomorrow. They might need a lot out of him tomorrow.
Well, I think tomorrow, Joe, and the way that I look at tomorrow's game, is you just need to be smart. And what I mean by that is get a ball to the playmakers. If you're not there, like say, for instance, Jalen Gore's out there and he doesn't have a great day throwing the ball. That's fine. Like throwing the ball deep. That's fine. Get a ball to the running back. Let him do the work. I mean, hell, he's chomping at the bit. Best offensive line this man has ever ran behind. I'm curious to see what he looks like behind a real offensive line, because everybody's been talking about it all offseason, the fact that Saquon Barkley is finally behind a competent offensive line and wondering what he could do if he has a good offensive line. So, hell, if Jalen's struggling a little bit, give the ball to the running back. Let the running back have to save the day. Just win the game, man. Listen, this offense does not have to be the offense that's getting ready for the Super Bowl in December. Be an offense that's good enough to win the day. We see it in college football all the time. Hell, Boston College just beat the brakes off of Florida State.
They did with Castellanos.
Castellanos at quarterback. Like, come on, man. That defensive end for Boston College, Ukanua or whatever his name is, boy, he was over there eating. That whole defensive line for Boston College was eating. So you go into a game like that, you just want to win the game, man. You just want to win the game. Like, you don't have to be fancy. Do enough. Because when you talk about Boston College, just using them as a frame of reference, they ran for like 200 yards. They ran, no, 300 yards.
They ran all over them.
Yeah, and the only reason they didn't run for 300 yards was because they had a couple kneel downs at the end of the game.
So I'm with you in that, you know, you don't have to be Superman every week. He doesn't have to be Superman. But each game calls for something different, right?
Like, yeah.
They could be 3 weeks from now when they play the Saints. They might be able to win that game 20-17. The Saints look like they're not a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
The first two games, though, Hugh, they might need their offense, and you said this a lot, to carry the day, because I'm not sure where this defense is at. Vic Fangio's not sure. And I, you know, we had a listener here with us, came up during a break, asked about the over-under in the game. I think we're having a high-scoring game tomorrow night, which means they might have to score 30 tomorrow night to win this game.
I believe that to be the case too, Joe, but at the same time, I would not be surprised if it wasn't. Because let me tell you what we all know for a fact. Neither one of these defensive coordinators are familiar. Like, both of these defenses that are playing tomorrow night are fairly new.
Yeah, and young.
In the concepts.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it might be a high-scoring game. It might be a tight game. It might be a game with quarterbacks being blitzed all over the place, trying to throw everybody off the timing. Hell, it might be a tight game. Who knows? But I'll tell you this. The way that both of these teams play, it would not surprise me if – these quarterbacks' timing are off just a little bit, and the running backs take the center stage, front stage.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the Green Bay run, but they signed Josh Jacobs this offseason.
Yeah.
Both these teams paid a lot of money for new running backs. We have, man, the amount of offensive skill players that can play in this game.
No, it's gonna be phenomenal, man. It's gonna be a lot of checking down to the back. It might be a back-a-palooza.
It could
just
be.
Just made that up. Back-a-palooza.
That's a new
one. It might be. That might be the game. You know what I mean?
Is that your fantasy name? Back-a-palooza?
Back-a-palooza. I ain't even changed my name. I forgot my name is Hughes something. I forgot.
By the way, we had our WIP fantasy draft last night.
Yeah, Kyle kept me abreast. I could care less.
You guys like your team?
I mean, the Kyle likes it.
Yes.
I love it.
It's better than yours.
I'm not sure about that. Why? Because the
voting audience, yeah.
I don't care.
Those people know ball, Joe.
Ball don't lie.
Were you upset that I got Bijan Robinson, Kyle?
No.
You might be.
No.
He's your guy.
I mean, our team, like, I'm a team guy, and I know Hugh wasn't necessarily a Bijan guy, so. You know,
man, that's not, I feel attacked.
I just feel like
we didn't need a running back.
No, we're in this together, yeah. And it's not the running backs aren't as important in this league because there's a lot of receivers, two flex spots. So I feel like we built a smart team that's a winner.
Yeah, your team's fine. I mean,
it's better than yours. So what does that make yours?
I disagree. You're weak at tight end. You're relying on old man Derrick Henry.
Tight ends don't matter. You picked two defenses, dude.
You got two defenses, Joe?
Yeah, come on, man. What are you thinking?
I got Kansas City.
You know
and
what?
I got Texas.
That might not have been. Might not have been a bad idea.
It's an awful idea.
Why?
Because defenses are like the least valuable thing in our
go.
No, in fantasy it is. Like, you have a chance to take a flyer on a guy that could end up being a Puka Nacua from last year. Instead, you got Kansas City's defense. You're gonna have to drop when they have a bye week, and then someone's gonna take it from you.
Yeah, I will find Puka Nacua on the waiver
wire
for the season.
You're screwed.
I'm not
buddy.
Dropping my defense.
A waste of a pick.
Those players aren't even drafted every year. Everyone thinks they know who the sleeper is.
I drafted Puka last year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Poker.
Well, I picked him up in a league, and
so,
I didn't have me win.
Shows all you right. about my drafting prowess.
By the way, of the three of us, who has won the WIP League two of the last 4 years?
I was only in it last year, so congratulations.
Well, then the
now
answer
I'm coming
is
for you, buddy.
Not you. All right, let's go to Jack, who's up next. What's up, Jack?
That wasn't cool.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jack. What's
How
up?
How are you, bud?
Good, Jack. Hey, what are you thinking, buddy?
Well, first, my condolences to you around your son. I think the world of you, and I didn't get to convey this to you until now, so I'm doing so.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think it's wonderful what they're doing in your son's memory. So
thank you.
Let's say that. I don't know if you guys know this. I told Kyle we live in the world of wildfires and what it's really like. When I saw what was happening in Brazil a week ago, I get really smart and put this back to the link and call the whole thing off. So they better have a lot of oxygen for those players. But I think this game is going to turn into like a scrimmage kind of game, because within the first quarter, they are all going to be dog-ass tired. You can't do anything outside around a wildfire. Nothing. I went surfing in the middle of a wildfire, and it was 40 miles away, and I couldn't breathe in the ocean. I can't imagine how guys are going to play football with 100,000 people in the stands who aren't even supposed to be outside. So this is like an NFL money grab, man.
Well, Jack, that's what it is. And the reality is, it's going to take something extraordinary. I think we're even past that now for them to move this game. I mean, the game is tomorrow. They're not going to move it. And it would have taken something extraordinary. And, Jack, maybe that they should have, but they're all in. They don't care.
You remember when the Ravens came to Philly and the vet was all weirded out?
Yeah, he was part of that game.
Yeah, I know. So they said, no, we're not playing this game. And I think that, like, if it's as bad as a wildfire can get, and this is like the wildfire here was huge, it's a tenth of the size of the one in Brazil. Okay? We're talking... they said it was as big as the country of Italy. Okay.
Say what?
The
country of Italy. That's how big this wildfire is.
It's significant. The air quality is obviously the concern.
Well,
but
Joe, they were telling people a week ago you can't go outside, and we live that here. So I know the reality of this, and you don't go play football.
Well, I'm not against you on this. I just know they're not moving the game, Jack. I mean, that the reality is they're not moving that game. Jack, we appreciate it. Hugh, I'm not I was just trying to check in on the air quality levels in Sao Paulo. I'm not – because I'm getting different things here. They're not moving the game. I mean, unless –
no, it's a wrap. This game is happening.
It's tomorrow.
Now, the best you can hope for is nothing too egregious happens tomorrow. I mean, that's it, because this is happening. This is – we're already what they call the 25th hour.
Yeah, we've gone so far past the NFL. I mean,
yeah. So y'all,
they play games on Wednesdays because of COVID. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wednesdays.
Hey, all y'all complaining about Brazil, y'all about a year too late. So just let it go, and watch the game just like the rest of us. Y'all wait till the day before the game to call in complaining.
Yeah,
we've been talking about this for weeks, right? Y'all call in today. Complaining about Sunday ticket.
Because it's real now.
No, now it's been real. It was real when they announced it.
I agree with you, but it's real everyone
now. Get your priorities in order.
All right, this show presented by T-Mobile.
Wait a minute, it's a wrap? We gone?
No, we're still going. This just
yep,
this
see segment. You.
I got a little nervous. Hey, wait a minute, what's going on? I got a lot more to say.
Hugh was about to get up and leave. This segment, excuse me, not more than just the show, because I think we're going to lose Hugh. Sponsored by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, so we found out Elliot unable to join us today.
Uh-oh.
Because the players are speaking down. He's not
speaking
in trouble.
Of a jerk.
Did you think Elliot got in trouble?
I thought they took Elliot's phone. Because Elliot been doing some reckless tweeting.
Is your theory that Elliot's actually in jail?
No, you know, Elliot, I saw Elliot take a picture on the steps with his wife. He was with his lovely wife, and they took some pictures. That was the most, like, I've been kind of watching Elliot's page. That's the most pictures that he's taken since he's been there. Mm-hmm. So I kind of figured when you're talking about he wasn't coming on, he probably got a trip.
It's suspicious, for sure.
It definitely suspicious.
As a station, do we bail Elliot out of Brazilian jail? Does Odyssey pony up for Elliot?
It might benefit us to leave him in there for a little while.
I was thinking the same thing. We'll make it a whole day of programming before we get him out. All right, before we go any further here, should we unveil our midday show Super Bowl bubble? Should we do this?
Put my piece of paper in.
Let's do this. All right, here's what we're going to do. So the three of us have each written down a number of teams. I don't know if we're all going to have the same number, but probably in the same range. A number of teams we think can actually win the Super Bowl. And then we'll go through them. And we'll see who the common ones. Let's say
common denominators.
The common 7 or 8 or 9. We'll see how many there are.
I did 10.
I have 10 too. We'll see how many Kyle has. But we'll see which ones we all have. And if we all have them, that means they are officially in the midday show Super Bowl bubble. All right, Hugh, why don't you go first? Give us the 10
teams. Oh, you want me to go first?
You're up first. The 10 teams you believe can win Super Bowl 59 this year.
So I had 10, like I said, because I felt like I was omitting one team from the AFC, and I wanted to keep it balanced. So I'm going to go to NFC first. Obviously, I feel like the Eagles are going to make it. The Detroit Lions, this is in no particular order, by the way. San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay Packers, and the one team that I picked that people might laugh at, Atlanta Falcons.
So I didn't have them, but I don't think it's an insane one.
They're in a winnable division.
Yeah, they're favorite to win their division.
And they have, when you talk about some of the weapons that they have, they got first-rounders all over the place because they've been drafting high in the draft the last couple years. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins, when you talk about him and when he's healthy, he's been a playoff quarterback. So, you know, under the right circumstances, in the right division, you know, anything is possible. All right, then out of the NFC.
AFC.
Oh, I said NFC. I said AFC. My bad. You know, I got excited. Okay, out of the AFC. Thank you, Joe. Got the Kansas City Chiefs, Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, and the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Yes. You know, that was a little bit of Ohio love there. The Cleveland Browns had really good defense. They didn't have a quarterback last year. Hopefully, they've kind of fixed that. Big Creepy is a quarterback. They got Famous Jameis over there. So, there's no telling. Their defense played really well. If they had a better quarterback play down the stretch, ain't no telling how far the Cleveland Browns could have went.
All right, so Hugh has 10 teams in his Super Bowl bubble. Here is mine. I have a few differences than yours, but a lot of similarities. Eagles, Packers, Lions, 49ers. Those were my only NFC teams. I actually had 6 in the AFC, only 4 in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
So Eagles, Packers, Lions, Niners are my NFC teams.
I know, obviously, the Chiefs.
My AFC teams, the Chiefs, the Bengals,
mm-hmm.
the Bills, the Ravens, though I think the Ravens could take a step back this year off the number one seed last year. And then the two other ones I had, the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
And I put a team in that I'm usually very skeptical on, and I still am, but they have the bones of it. They have a great receiver. They have a great running back.
The Jets.
the Jets.
I put him in.
I think if it all goes right, the Jets could be very good.
You know what's funny, Joe? I try to keep my balance, but I can't argue with either two of those.
There's either two of those.
Yeah.
All right, so that's my group. So now we get Kyle's, and then we'll figure out which ones we all had. Go ahead.
So I'll give you the real list of teams that can win the Super Bowl.
Okay, this is the real list.
Yes. I also had four teams from the NFC.
Okay.
The Eagles, the Lions, the Niners, and the Rams.
Even without Aaron Donald.
Even without Aaron Donald.
Okay.
Yep. I got the Rams.
So now give us your AFC.
Notice the Packers and Cowboys are not in that mix.
We're all with you on the Packers.
You think they're
the Cowboys.
Yeah,
the
Packers are one of the most overrated teams going into the NFL this year.
I hope you're right tomorrow. All right, go ahead. AFC.
AFC. Chiefs, obvious. I have the Texans. I have the Colts, man. I have a lot of faith about it. Yeah, I like that. I also have a lot of fantasy stock in Anthony Richardson, so I'm thinking he's going to have a big year. Shane Steichen has led a team offensively to the Super Bowl just a couple years ago, so I have the Colts up there. Baltimore and Cincinnati, I agree with you guys. Buffalo, too, they're always in the mix, but don't sleep on the Dolphins, man. I think they're going to be right up there, too.
Step back season.
No.
Step back
season. Hugh, you didn't even have them making the playoffs. You have no read on the Dolphins whatsoever.
I was right.
No, you weren't. They went to the playoffs.
And they froze.
You were definitively incorrect.
And they lost in the first game, so technically, in a roundabout way, I was right.
No.
Man, that's moving
that's
the line.
That's not out there. What are you talking about?
In a roundabout way, I was dead on. They made
the
playoffs and went
playoffs.
Home.
Well, they went, but they lost.
You are the best spin doctor in the world, dude.
Hey, listen, I've been here a year. I learned from the best.
That is peak WIP spin. I was wrong, but I was really right, guys. You guys were wrong.
In a roundabout way.
Okay, so the official midday show Super Bowl bubble, the eight teams that we all agree on, Eagles, Lions, 49ers, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens. That's actually seven because you didn't have the Texans, right?
No, I did not.
So they're out. So Eagles, Lions, Niners, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens. That is the midday show Super Bowl bubble to start the NFL season.
That's thin.
What's that?
That's kind of thin. There's fewer teams than I thought would be.
Yeah, well, there's three different minds trying to work together here. That's not surprising. We all couldn't agree. All right, on the other side, we'll finish with your phone calls here. We got to pick a winner, and we'll tell you our official Super Bowl predictions. You heard our bubbles. We each give you our Super Bowl matchup for Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans. And we'll wrap up with a big NFL prediction. Season starts tonight. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. It's the Midday Show live from the Chesapeake Inn. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.